International Trade Fair at Navy Pier. It's time for your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, The Breakfast Club. And here, pinch hitting for your Toastmaster, Don McNeil, is that old rascally redhead, Peter Donald.
Good morning, Breakfast Lovers. Good morning to you. We got up bright and early to howdy do you. It's first call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, awake, the Breakfast Club is on the air.
Well, the storm is going to shore. Oh, dear. This is Peter Donald saying welcome to the Offshore Follies. We're way out today, man. I'm back in Don McNeil's shoes for one more week, and we are whooping it up, I'll have you know, at the 1960 Chicago International Trade Fair. And today is opening day for us, and we're sitting out here at the end of Navy Pier, a mile out on Lake Michigan, and I mean without a paddle, too. And the whole gang is here. We have Admiral Eddie Ballantyne and his 14 downbeat dock workers. And Dick Noel, who feels right at home out here on the Navy Pier, don't you, Dick?
Because sure do.
One time, the Navy was real proud of him. He was in the Coast Guard. And Sam is here, too. This is the closest he ever gets to water, as far as I can. Except on Saturday night, huh?
Yeah.
That's when he waters the lawn. It's kind of different, you know, broadcasting out in the open air, because the sound doesn't reverberate. It dissipates rapidly. In other words, my voice goes out, but it doesn't come back.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky, all right.
All right, you're so lucky. I'll get to you, and I want to talk to you about our wonderful visiting guest star this week in just a moment.
Hey, General.
Somebody who does something to me, our Lady of the Week, one of the grandest singers in all forms of that singing medium, because she's a concert star and a popular singing star, and I think has encompassed every part of our craft, the theatrical profession. And, of course, this is about her third visit to the Breakfast Club, so she's just one of us folks, and that's the kind of gal she is, too. Real nice. I may say something that probably she doesn't know, but I don't like operetta very much. I mean, I've just heard it too often, you know, and anybody comes out and says, I'm going to do Indian Love Call, I leave. I just don't love that Indian.
How?
But it wasn't long ago, I was sitting in New York listening to some wonderful, wonderful records, and the disc jockey said that it was this lady singing. And when I suddenly realized that if I'm ever going to like the light opera and classic, semi-classical, this is the girl who's going to change my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Mimi Benzel.
Peter, Donald, you leave me positively breathless.
Well, as long as I leave the Indian breathless, we're doing
fine. Well, I thought maybe you didn't like the Indian Love Call because you have an allergy to feathers.
Three feathers.
Three feathers.
Now let's not get on that kick. No. There's somebody very nice I'd like to introduce here. Mrs. Henry, it looks like Ilch. It's a difficult name. I-L-T-Z-S-C-H. And I'd like to talk to her one. Yes, I know. Come right up here, Miss Ilch. Did I pronounce it right, or
you did, sir.
You got more little letters in there that I can't use?
Oh, you do. Are you mean in the name?
In the name.
Oh, yes. It shouldn't be spelled that way. I had an awful time getting used to it.
I like what you wrote on your card this morning. Miss Ilch said, "I'm just plain Scotch, and I want to see the fair for free." She has nothing to say to us. She doesn't really care about us at all, but this is a good way to get it.
But I really do. I listen to you all the time.
Well, I got news for you, Mrs. Ilch. What do you think I'm doing out here? You don't think I get paid for this job, do you?
Well, I don't know.
No. I just wanted to get in. I'm Scotch, too.
Oh, good.
What was your maiden name?
Sharon. It's Irish.
Sharon is Irish. Oh, you're just Scotch by persuasion.
That's right. Just today.
Well, I think this would be a good time for us to sort of indicate to all the folks listening in, all the breakfast clubbers, that this is a great way to see the fair free, isn't it?
It is, really, uh-huh.
You come down here and see the breakfast club, because actually the fair this week is not open to the public at all, and you come down to see us here, as these good people and very smart people have done this morning, and by golly, when you're finished with the breakfast club, you just walk right into the fair, and you got it all to yourself, very exclusive.
Good.
And I hope you have a very good time
here.
Thank
you very much.
Here we are, standing out at the end of the pier, Scotch and water, huh?
That's right.
Okay, thanks. I understand that Eddie Ballantyne and Ed McKeon and the boys of the cast have worked up a thing called The Whole World is Coming to Chicago, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this is a good couple of weeks for it. Here we go.
The whole world's coming to Chicago, and this year is the biggest one yet. Folks are rushing to Chicago. There is fun and excitement, you can bet. This big international trade fair is a whopper, it's something to see. With its miles of sight and exhibits, here's where you are to be. The products of 65 nations are making their proudest display. They send up the best of their talent to entertain night and day. So now it's time to come on to Chicago. The show is on, the lights are bright everywhere. The whole world's coming to Chicago.
Fantastic!
There's fun in the air in Chicago at the big
What a production number, huh?
Isn't that just colossal and all that jazz?
My Chicago fair lady, I guess. Yeah, my trade fair lady. Louise Wilson is here. And Miss Wilson has a very good reason for being here today and wrote a rather nice poem. Mrs. Wilson, front and center, come out here in the middle of the beautiful lake. Don't get your toes wet. And would you like to read what you wrote on the card, please?
Memories are sweet and hours are golden, but the breakfast club hour is the time I've been holding close to my heart for many a year. So now on my birthday, I have no fear, for here we are with Don at the Navy Pier, and at the trade fair, too. Couldn't ask for more, for this is real cool and the most.
Real cool and the most. It is real cool this morning, I'll say that. I don't know about the most, but Louise, you don't mind if I call you that? I wrote a little addenda, just a little tag on your poem, see?
What?
An addenda.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
Anything over two syllables to you is code, I know. Louise, you are a cool cat, too. But, man, like I got news for you. You are not at the pier with Don. I make the scene when he is gone. And here's a treat he's gonna miss. A nice, big, juicy birthday kiss. Happy birthday. And now I'm going to sit in my beautiful plush throne here and lean back and really enjoy my dear, dear friend, Mimi Benzel, in the song for Moulin Rouge. Mimi? And very nice, too. And now, it's hymn time in the Breakfast Club, and Dick will sing Let Your Light So Shine.
Let your light so shine on the path of life to guide the wanderer home, that he ne'er may stray from the narrow. Your light so shine before all men that your good works they may see and glorify our Father. That's how it should be.
you, Dick. Now it's time for our moment of silent prayer when Don asks you to join him, as I do now, each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace. Let's bow our heads and pray. Now, of course, it's memory time around the breakfast table. And Helen Marshall Van Pelt has written a very nice poem called Mind Cleaning Day. Something we could use, I think. Helen Marshall Van Pelt says, house clean your mind and scrub it well. Throw out each thought of hate and fear. Make it an empty shining shell that love may knock and enter here. For love and hate with all its kin can never fill the self-same space. So sweep out fear and let love in and keep your mind a lovely place. With love as tenant in your mind and seeming ills will fade away and joy will be your guest. You'll find when you have had mind-cleaning day. I got a real nice fan letter this morning, sent over from Don McNeil's office. It's about a lady who said that the way I read one of the poems last time I was out here tugged at her heart. I just heard the tug while I was reading this one. Oh, dear. We're liable for anything here. We got a fireboat and all kinds of things around, so don't think it's me. Don't think I got loose teeth when things start popping around here.
Peter,
Dennis, what, dear?
Peter, I just wondered, you know, women are always wondering what to wear, and being out here on this wonderful pier, I had a suggestion for the ladies that come out here.
Oh, good.
Well, I think they should all bring their wings, their water wings.
Water wings?
Sure.
Very nice. What'd she say?
Water wings, you know, for
yeah.
The water.
Yes.
That's all. Aren't women always trying to be angels?
Oh! I must say this, Mimi. I must say this.
No, don't.
I must say this. I really must. I won't. I love her anyway. I love her anyway. You know, if there's anything better than a fine singer, it's two fine singers joined together. And that sure is what we have this morning, because our lovely Mimi Menzel, Girl of the Week, and our lovely Dick Noel, Boy of the Century. He doesn't look any older, but it doesn't tell on his vocal cords either. Here are Mimi and Dick to sing Moonlight and Roses.
Beautiful thoughts so true.
lovely. Oh, Aunt Fanny. Come on, Aunt Fanny.
I'll tell you what, you're going to have to quit making the commercials to blame Sonny or I'm not going to play.
Oh. Why, you can follow any commercial.
Well, good for you. Well, say, you got it going, haven't you?
I got what going?
Whatever it is.
You,
as the fellow said when he lit the fuse on the dynamite keg, this is quite a blast.
Gosh,
I see you tracked the gang down and caught up with them.
Yes, I found them out here on the Navy Pier.
Dean, you never know where you're going to find the Breakfast Club. If they ain't down in Florida when the palm trees, the coconuts are out here at the wherever this is with the bathing girls and all.
No, this is the International Trade Fair.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is.
Well, ain't that nice?
Yeah,
well,
is.
I bet Mr. Noel's having fun. Last month he was down in Florida squeezing oranges. Now he's out here pinching tomatoes. Well, it's wonderful, ain't it?
Yeah, great place.
This kind of looks like a, I don't know what you call it, kind of like a drawn out kind of a department store surrounded by water, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, exactly.
And what is it you call it now?
The International Trade Fair.
Well, ain't that fine?
Yeah.
I think they ought to have a thing like this once a year or annual anyway.
Aunt Fanny, they do.
Oh, well,
they
just
do.
Remember where you heard it first.
Yeah. You scooped us again.
You know it. I hear they've got all kinds of entertainment here from everywhere.
Yep.
Chinese dancers.
Uh-huh.
Ain't that wonderful? I'd like to have a visit with them folks, but I can't even speak broken China. Broken China, fellas! That blame fireboat's here again, ain't it?
Yes, yeah.
James. I hear they got can-and-can dancers from the Paris and France and all.
They have can-and-can.
With them galloping garters. Oh, jing, ain't that wonderful. Could I get the loan of your phone?
Yes.
I want to tell the girls about it. Hoo-hoo, girlie! I want to tell them all about it, because they'll just want to pack a bag and come right in, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Hello, girlie. Yes, two up and two down. And shake a leg. Well, ain't she smart?
Oh.
She says, what do I want, a phone number or a floor show? Just do it. Two up and two down. I want to call Beulah Bungwart.
Oh, Beulah Bungwart.
Do you remember her?
No.
Well, she remembers you.
I don't remember.
She says she never forgets a face, no matter how hard she tries. Well, hello there. Hello. Well, ring again. I hear they've got them kind of ricochets that you ride around in.
Yes, the rickshaws.
Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You just sit there and somebody up front does all the work.
That's right.
Just like being in the Hong and Kong, ain't it?
The Hong and Kong.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, girlie. No answer. All right, try something else. I'll ring Nettie. N-E-T. Oh, no, the phone number. Three shorts and a long. Just ring them. Oh, Nettie will just die when she hears about this thing.
Uh-huh.
She just loves it. She's awful crazy about the ceramicals.
Ceramicals?
Yeah, the old ones she likes better than the new ones.
Old ceramicals?
Kind of crackpots, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. She one time wanted to buy a mummy.
A mummy?
Well, she didn't buy it. Well, but no. She wanted to. She'd have had it. Hello there. Well, try again. What did I do first? Three shorts and a long?
Oh, yeah.
Three longs and a short. I'll try and get the beer bars. Oh, they're crazy about the Chinese things, you know.
Oh,
the Orientals.
Really? Beer bar?
You go to their house, they get invited for supper, you know, and the first thing you know, you're sitting onto the floor eating with sticks, you know. Bert wears a coolie coat around.
Oh, no.
Yeah, kind of embroidered in chop suey.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't exactly embroidered. He just ain't handy with the chopsticks. Hello there! Are you sure they don't answer? Can you think of anybody else to call?
No,
Think hard.
I guess they're all,
You can't think of a soul?
No.
Well, let it go. By gosh, I leave it to the ladies here. Is there anything worse than having something to tell and nobody to tell it to?
Oh, thank you, Aunt Fanny. Thank you. We got a chance to do a little good here this morning. Dennis Kane is here from West Burlington, Iowa, and he's a singer. And he'd like to chat with us, and I don't think it... Yeah, oh, don't hit him, Dick. No, no. No, no, your job is very shaky. Mr. Kane, welcome. Very handsome young gentleman. And where have you been singing, and for how long, and where are you going, and why?
Well, I've been singing with local bands around Burlington and south of there a little bit.
Uh-huh.
For about 3 years, and I sang with Frankie Masters for, well, one night. And I've been with Johnny and the Hurricanes and a few rock and roll bands, too.
I could tell you have sung with rock and roll bands because you can't get you near the mic. You keep making circles around it. Well, you said on your card you'd appreciate any advice that could be given. I think we could probably... First of all, change your name to Frank Sinatra. This is for openers a good idea, you know? Sam, could you think of anything?
Yeah, quit while he's ahead.
Yeah? Dick, do you have any honest advice that you can give him?
Oh, I don't have any. I mean, first, I was very lucky, Peter. I got into the business by accident and have been working ever since.
By accident. Oh, no. You're all right. Well, we just wanted to come up, have you come up here and meet you, and we'll probably try to follow your career. We want you to accept our blessings and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Right. Fine young fella. Yes, sir. Well, it's been fun out here on Navy Pier. I'm looking forward to more of the same come tomorrow. Hope you can join us. Meanwhile, this is Peter Donald speaking for Don McNeil and all the Breakfast Club gang, saying so long and be good to your neighbor.
McNeil's Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Thank you.